joining us from the Michigan International Speedway, the Grand Poobah, the Big Kahuna, the Chief Executive Officer, the President, Rick Brenner. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Greg. I'm with all that, I'm waiting for your other guests to come on. So, but appreciate you having me on. Congrats to your Blues. I know that's something you root for, so congratulations. And again, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming by and stop by anytime. Don't you love this great weather we have in the spring around here?
You know, every once in a while, the sun peeks through and reminds you what's coming. Of course, starting June 7th through 9th, beautiful sunny weather. And just the rest of our summer will be wonderful and perfect. So can't wait.
Yeah, 2 weeks out, Rick. You guys got to be getting real busy right now.
Yeah, we really are, and the team is doing such a great job. The facility looks great. We've got some nice improvements and some new offerings and some expanded and enhanced entertainment. We still have tickets at $39. I think one of the things I'm most excited about is our new partnership with our friends at Henry Ford Allegiance Hospital, where they are offering free pit passes to any kids. If you buy a half-price kids ticket for the Sunday race, your kids get a free pit pass courtesy of Henry Ford Allegiance. So that's just an awesome opportunity for kids to get up close and personal with the cars, maybe meet a driver, get down on pit road. So that, we're really excited about that.
Well, it's pretty cool, and I know you have some great partnerships, don't you?
We do. We're really fortunate. The LCI Printing 250, the print shop from, way more than a print shop, family-owned business, great partners. They're out in Sturgis, Michigan, and then, of course, the Firekeepers Casino 400 on Sunday, and the folks at Firekeepers. And can't forget, in August, we've got our Corgan Oil 250 and our Consumers Energy 400, great people at all those companies, and proud to have good Michigan companies as partners right here in the Irish Hills, and just really looking forward to a great summer of phenomenal racing action with the new package on the cars, but also some great free music and entertainment options. We've really amped it up again. The Human Cannonball is back. Our medium is back. So if you have any lost relatives from the past you want to talk to, come on out and find her. And, of course, yoga and church, and it's just been really, it's going really well. We've been having a great off season, and it gets a little lonely. We're looking forward to having folks around again.
I got some that owe me some money I'd like to get a hold of, I think. Hey, speaking of money, you've kept the prices down. I see even some of your campgrounds, you've actually lowered the prices or really made it more affordable.
Yeah, and people are really reacting to it. Thanks for pointing that out, Craig. We're really, I think there's two myths that we want to bust and we want to just openly talk about. One is that it's expensive, and it's not. Kids are free Friday, Saturday. They're half price Sunday. You get a free pit pass for kids. Camping starts at $160. We switched around some of our campsites, so if you don't want to pay for the whole week, we have different pricing. It'll be more per night, but less in the aggregate. If you want to come on Thursday and come in, we also doubled the size of the sites. We've thrown in free parking with every campsite as well for folks, and so that's just a real good value. Also, we've got our cooler program is back. We've got a Rusty Wallace commemorative cooler this year. It's $30. You get to keep the cooler. And it's got five beers and a water in it, and you can refill it all weekend for $25. So that's a pretty good deal. And if you don't want our cooler, you can bring yours, right? And you can park for free. So that's the value side. The other side is that it's just there's a heck of a party going on for sure. But we've gone to great lengths to create family environments at several of our campgrounds, including earlier quiet hours and rules around how long generators can be run. And so we'll facilitate either for you. We'll facilitate a nice family atmosphere with a family movie, like a traditional campground, if you will. But we'll also facilitate an all-night spring break party for you, too. So it's all there. And of course, let's not forget the great racing on the track.
Yeah, you know, 20 years ago, Rick, it was just a couple of races. Now you really need to keep people entertained, don't you?
Well, I think the way all sports are going, and it's what I've always done, just coming from minor league baseball, where, you know, you really just have to offer a full menu of things for people to do and experience when they're at your facility. And I think, you know, Greg, when you and I were kids, we had to go to the venue to get the sport. And now with the advent of HD television and big televisions that you can buy at low price, you can see the sport at home. But, you know, what's different, I think, with NASCAR is you can't experience the sport at home. You can't smell the fuel. You can't feel the roar of the cars in your chest and hear it. And so there really is something different and unique. I had a couple friends of mine come to a race, very first race, last year in Michigan. And then later on they were over and we were watching a race on TV. And they commented that, you know, television just doesn't do it justice, the feeling that you get when you're there. And these are first timers, right? So you really got to come down, check it out, and experience it. Maybe you don't want to come for the race. Maybe you want to come for the fireworks and the family outing, or the fireworks and the free lover boy warrant, Love and Theft concert. Maybe you just want to come down for that. But whatever your reason is, we're happy to have you, and we'll do our best to make it a memorable experience.
As we get close, Rick, what's the big storyline NASCAR right now?
Well, you know, I think at the end of the day, let's just continue to root. We're going to always continue to root for our Michigan guys with Eric Jones from Byron and, of course, Brad Keselowski from the Rochester Hills area. So, Brad, they both had some recent successes. So let's see if they can continue and maybe get a hometown victory here. Of course, Chase Elliott's run pretty well this year as well. So it'll be interesting to see how it shapes up, and it'll be nice to watch the guys on the track. And I think the biggest thing coming in is the new package on the cars. So we won't be as fast as we've been in the past, but the cars will be a lot closer together, and you'll see a lot more passing and bumping and that kind of stuff. So it'll be interesting, and we're looking forward to it.
Hey, between the two big weekends, of course, it's Faster Horses in July, just named the Country Music Festival of the Year, and I know that's a big one for you guys.
Yeah, that's a great event, and we're really looking forward to that. Of course, this year, Keith Urban, Toby Keith, Zach Brown Band to headline the 3 days, and just a great lineup, and Live Nation does such a fabulous job with it, and you really should come on out and check it out. It's quite an event. There's something there for everybody. They make it kind of more of a festival and fair feeling than just country music. So again, whether it's the music that draws you or the atmosphere, it's definitely worth checking out.
MISpeedway.com. That's probably the best way to get your tickets, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah, MISpeedway.com, and click on MIS Deals. We've got some great packages and offers out there for you. Right now, we're doing everything we can. We are priced dynamically, so you know, we're doing everything we can to hold down pricing as we get closer to the event. They will go up the week of the event. We do that intentionally because if you buy online, there are some fees associated. So we want to even that out. So there's no reason to wait. Buy them now. It's going to pretty much work out the same. And would love to have you come out and check us out. MISpeedway.com, MIS Deals.
Hopefully we see the sun here in a couple weeks.
I'd like to see it tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Rick Brenner, Michigan International Speedway.